Listener Production.
G'day and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Dan McRae with you. Just taking a quick look at the weather first. Chance of some light rain around today, but mostly sunny across the region. 31's your top for Bundy and the same for the Fraser Coast. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Monday, the 28th of November. A 27-year-old woman has lost her life following a crash near Maryborough. Today's your last chance to have your say on the Fraser Coast Council's proposed housing law. And the first suspected Irukandji sting of the season in Hervey Bay. Let's get into it. A second person has died following a crash at Oakhurst near Maryborough. As our reporter Angeline Lowther reveals, the crash occurred last Thursday.
Two people were travelling in a Toyota Corolla along the intersection of Munger Road and Old Mill Road when they hit a Toyota Land Cruiser. The driver of the Corolla, a 27-year-old man from Pimpama, died at the scene. His 27-year-old female passenger was rushed to Hervey Bay Hospital in a critical condition but has since passed away from her injuries. Two people travelling in the Land Cruiser were taken to hospital in stable conditions. The forensic crash unit is investigating.
Today's the final day for Fraser Coast residents to provide feedback on the proposal to allow people to let their family or friends live in a caravan in their yard. Council is proposing to amend its administration subordinate local law, allowing caravans to be used for up to 6 months in a 12-month period, aimed at helping address housing issues. The arrangement would last until December 2027 and then revert to the current version unless extended or repealed earlier. A copy of the proposed local law change is available on Council's website, where locals can provide written submissions to Council. Our Premier has congratulated Dan Andrews on being re-elected as the Victorian leader. The ALP have secured 52 seats so far, with 7 yet to call. Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's a great outcome for the Labor Party.
A third successive victory, and can I say this, and this is very clear, the people want a positive plan for the future. They don't want this negativity, and, you know, that's exactly the same here in Queensland.
A Hervey Bay nipper recently experienced a marine sting believed to be an Irukandji while playing at the beach late one afternoon last week. It serves as a timely reminder that during the warmer months, it's particularly important to swim at only patrolled beaches under the guidance and supervision of lifeguards and lifesavers. We're being urged to refresh our knowledge of marine stinger safety. Finally, a man in his late teens has been airlifted off Garee, Fraser Island, following reports he was struck by a car. The incident happened at Ngala Rocks at about 3 p.m. on Saturday. The Rescue 500 chopper transported the teen from the island to a Brizzy hospital, where he's in a stable condition. Over to what's happening in sport and in the Bundy Big Bash, the Taipans were handed a convincing loss by the Headland Pies. The Pies only needed 4 batsmen to chase the 139 set by the Taipans. It was a big game for Parsons, who smashed out 7 boundaries on his way to 53 runs. Moving over to the Bundy Spring Cup, where the Mariners seniors completely dominated the Waves Falcons at the weekend, downing them convincingly 53-5. Elsewhere, the Pythons picked up a win against the Barbarians, the final score in that one 23-14.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.